Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and here is your daily Financial Services News Wrap for Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. Our first story today revolves around a recently released research from Fidelity International. It raises a striking issue in the Australian investment sector, especially about women's investment confidence. The report reveals that Australian women are significantly less likely to seek financial advice compared to men, with only 16% of women engaging financial advisors compared to 22% of men. One of the main reasons is the high cost of advice, which deters around half of all women from seeking expert help. This pattern extends to investment confidence, where women trail behind their male counterparts. Despite these trends, a promising development is taking place among younger generations. Gen Z, in particular, shows an increased interest in financial advice, indicating a positive turnaround in women's investment confidence. In contrast to the finance sector, the childcare industry finds itself in turmoil as Genius Early Learning, a well-known childcare provider, faces staff walkouts over unpaid wages. A sudden closure of their Pyrmont Center in Sydney has interrupted many families' routine and garnered significant attention. Employees voiced frustration over withheld salaries and superannuation. As a result, the Fair Work Ombudsman has taken interest in the matter, and legal action has commenced from the United Workers Union over $7 million in unpaid superannuation. We can expect to see further developments on this crisis in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Hollard, an insurance provider, finds itself in hot water as the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, orders it to increase the compensation for a homeowner. The authority criticized Hollard for its subpar response to a persistent mold contamination issue. Despite the company's attempts at remediation, the mold problem remained, causing AFCA to recommend further actions and financial reparations. Lastly, the auto sector also confronts challenges as Tesla witnesses its longest stock decline to date, with shares falling for the seventh consecutive week. With shares closing at US$270.48, analysts from Bank of America and Goldman Sachs cut their price targets attributed to weak vehicle sales and increasing competition, particularly from China. Despite these difficulties, some voice optimism, with Wedbush Securities predicting a significant rise within the year ahead. That wraps up our Financial Services Online news for today. For more insights, tips, and industry updates, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for more news that matters to the Australian consumer.